Hello and welcome to the True Self Podcast. I'm your host, Krista. Dr. Wayne Dyer famously said, "Change the way you look at things and the things you look at will change." Again, I'll say it again. Change the way you look at things and the things you look at will change. I love this quote because it teaches us that many things we look at in life as either good, bad, and different, they can be shifted with a simple shift in perception or a paradigm shift. And I've noticed when I speak to people that are in a so-called bad place or a negative place, they typically will be drawn to the flame like a moth to the negative aspects of their life. I think a lot of us have been there, you know. For a long time, I was the same way. When things weren't going that well in my life, or at least I perceived them that way, I would tend to focus in on those hot spots of negativity. It was the job that was the problem. And then after the job, it was where I lived that was the problem. And the false self, as you can imagine, it just went on and on and on with all these external solutions to my internal problem. And using Dr. Dyer's quote, I believe that each of us can look at each and everything in our life and we can shift it in a more positive direction. You can turn those negative hot spots into your life to something more neutral or something more positive. And using that idea, perhaps, you know, the job that you have, maybe it's not exactly what you desire, but maybe it's not so bad and you enjoy X, Y, and Z from the job and it's helped you grow in X, Y, Z ways in your life. The job you once disliked, when you kind of change that perception of it, it becomes less negative and it becomes more of a positive because you're sending that vibration of appreciation and gratitude towards the job, and you're shifting the energy surrounding the job in your life. Because remember, everything is energy, and we want to cultivate as much positive energy that we can in our life. And so I think a lot of us will relate to this next example. Perhaps you are feeling worried or you feel fear surrounding the current present day situation with COVID-19. And what if we all looked at the way we looked at the situation and you said to yourself, "I know, no matter what, I will be okay. And I'm not going to let the fear poison my life." Because it's very easy if you're looking at the media outlets and you know, blasted by your phone with all this very negative stuff, it's easy to be sucked into the wormhole of fear, where you feel powerless, you feel like everything's out of control, that the whole world is falling apart. But what if you changed the way that you look at the current situation? And you said, you know, "I'm just not gonna let that fear poison my life. I am going to take care of myself, and I'm not going to allow the media to control my well-being." And although things were scary before, we made it through it, and there were many good things that came out of it. So if it happens again, I will be fine. And that's kind of the stance that I take on it. A few days ago, I did get sucked into the media poison. I don't really watch the news very much, but sometimes I have this hunkering to listen to National Public Radio. And on NPR, they were talking about this, you know, new Delta variant with the COVID, and I could just energetically feel the poison of fear coming up. And it's just like that knee-jerk reaction of the fear coming into your life. And so I had to take that fear and I had to shift my perception on it. And that's exactly what I did. I said, you know what? I've been through this before. Our family's been through it before. Spirit is with us. I will take care of myself. I won't be doing anything too stupid out there, but you know what? I'm going to live my life and I'm going to live it peacefully and with love in my heart and not let the fear poison my life pretty much, because that's what fear does. And I think that, you know, doesn't that really shift the energy from one of, you know, fear and hopelessness to one of power and hopefulness, you know? And I've also seen this work in relationships as well. You know, say you have a difficult relationship with someone and they cause you a lot of frustration. I mean, you get around this person, you're like, you know, you can't stand to be around them because they just pull out the worst in you. And what if you change that frustration to one of compassion and understanding for that human being? I know that we've talked about this before. You know, everybody has their own unique journey and you can never know what people are going through. I know that, you know, I've acted like a jerk before many times in my life and I meant nothing to the other person. And if, you know, you look at your life and how you've made mistakes, you're a lot more forgiving. You're a lot more compassionate towards people. And honestly, folks, we need more compassion in this world. We need more love. We need more kindness. And the same person, you know, that once caused you that frustration, when you open your heart to them and you allow that reception and giving more love in your life, you're just going to attract more loving energy into your life. And I give these examples because I believe anything, and I really mean anything, can be changed with a shift in perception by showing, you know, those positive energy things of like appreciation, gratitude, compassion, kindness towards whatever you feel is a negative spot in your life, or maybe it's even an indifferent spot. A lot of us have our daily life and we don't even, you know, we focus on the negative, or maybe we're focusing on the positive, but we don't really look at the things that are indifferent. That's another thing to think about, you know, like maybe we don't think about the fact that we have a house over our head, or that we have food on the table for tonight. All of those things are, you know, ways that we can cultivate more gratitude and appreciation in our life. And what that does is it just builds the energy up. It just builds more and more positivity. And when you focus on the normal things in your life, like showing gratitude and appreciation for, let's say, this meal that I am about to eat, a lot of the things in your life that were, you know, you perceived to be bad, they shift and they're not so bad anymore because it's a shift in perception. It's almost like taking yourself off of like this laser focus on this bad issue and zoning yourself out like a very big picture view of your life and saying, man, you know what? I've really got it good. I've got all these great things going on in my life. I don't even know why I was worried about that little hot spot of bad. I don't even know why I spent so much energy on that bad hot spot when it really wasn't that bad at all. I always like to reference the 80-20 rule. I mean, most likely 80% of your life is wonderful, and there's a lot of different things in your life to be grateful for. And so if you've got the 80% down and you've got left, you know, that 20%, don't even worry about the 20%. If you focus on that 80% and you cultivate more and more positive energy towards the 80%, the 20% is just going to go away. Because this is the law of attraction, folks. What like attracts like, right? At its most simple level, the more you love, the more love you receive. The more you have a positive outlook, the more positivity and positive things that will happen in your life. So to end this podcast, remember, change the way you look at things, and the things you look at will change. I hope that you guys have a blessed week. Namaste.